This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. COVID-19 vaccine AstraZeneca is being withdrawn from shelves worldwide. The UK Telegraph reports the vaccine can no longer be used in the European Union after the company voluntarily withdrew its marketing authorisation. The AstraZeneca vaccine has come under intense scrutiny in recent months over a very rare side effect which causes blood clots and low blood platelet counts. AstraZeneca is yet to respond to a request for comment. Cumberland City Councillor Steve Christou has spoken about his decision to ban same-sex parenting books in local libraries. He told Channel 9 it's dangerous when local elected representatives fail to listen to their community, adding that about 60% of the community were born overseas and have deeply conservative values. Mr. Christou says any form of sexualised content should not be accessible to children.
And it's not just about targeting, gay parents. They don't want any form of sexualised books or our kids being opened up to any form of sexualisation in the libraries. Let kids be kids.
The government is threatening to review the library's funding, saying the ruling may be in breach of the New South Wales government's Anti-Discrimination Act. China's foreign ministry has accused Australia of acting in a threatening way near Chinese airspace. This comes as Australia condemned the actions of a Chinese jet fighter after it dropped flares in front of a Navy helicopter, with the Prime Minister labelling it unprofessional and unacceptable. An Australian Navy Seahawk helicopter was forced to take action to prevent being hit by flares launched by a J-10 Chinese Air Force plane on Saturday evening, according to Defence Minister Richard Marles. Senator Matt Canavan has told Channel 9 it's vital to stand up for the rights of all countries to use international airspace.
So, I mean, the statement from the Chinese government there admits that the Australian aircraft wasn't in their airspace, and it's a bit rich for China to be upset about an aircraft going close to their airspace, not in their airspace, close to it, when their own military regularly flies through Taiwanese airspace on a daily basis. What we have to do right now here is be very clear about what we stand for and the status of our relationships with other countries around the world.
Australian group Electric Fields has been knocked out of the Eurovision semi-finals in Sweden. Their song One Mikali, meaning one blood, made history by bringing indigenous language to the European Eurovision stage and 162 million viewers worldwide. Zachariah and Electric Fields producer and keyboardist Michael Ross were joined on stage by a dream ensemble of esteemed talent. Australian fans turned out in support of the music band Electric Fields, who performed at Malmö Arena in Sweden, telling SBS the group received plenty of adoration from international fans.
It's also in the street today. We were walking down the street and we heard people talking about Milikali love, yes. And they turned around and said, you know what it means, yeah. One blood. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice that the message is going out there.
10 countries made it through to the grand final of the 15 that competed. President of the Australian Olympic Committee believes plans for the Brisbane Olympics are still in good shape despite the Queensland government ruling out the construction of a new stadium for the Games. Head of the Australian Olympic Committee, Ian Chesterman, told Channel 9 he's not concerned about a change of government as the Games are still 8 years away. Both major parties have ruled out construction of a brand new stadium. Mr. Chesterman told Channel 9 any plans are up to Queenslanders to decide on.
Brisbane people might want that, but it's really up to the Brisbane people through their government to decide what facilities are built in Queensland. When I gave the speech at our annual general meeting on the weekend, my focus is actually about the legacy of these games for people, yeah, and the way that these games can be used to inspire the next generation.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.